Hey, you ever feel like something's off on the inside? Maybe it has to do with integrity. And I've got something you may have not thought of before, so watch closely and let's build that next level inside you. So inside of who we have some standards. And these standards are our building blocks of life. And based upon these standards and these building blocks, we have something to literally stand on. Now, if you are struggling in pulling your life together, you may not have a very strong foundation that you personally are standing on. And one of these building blocks that could be crumbling underneath your feet as you try to build your life, one of these blocks that could be crumbling underneath you that you didn't even know was happening could be integrity. Now, most people, when they hear the word integrity, it means that you do what you say you're going to do. And that's generally how people measure integrity is do what you say you're going to do. And if you don't do what you said you're going to do, then, the common, conversation is, oh, that person's out of integrity because they didn't do what they said. And then people generally leave integrity like right there. Like we need to be a person of our word, a man of our word, a woman of our word type of integrity. And that it does play a very important role when it comes to integrity. But there's another part to integrity that you may not know about. You see, inside of you know what you could do. You know what you could be doing in your life, and nobody else knows. You're the only one who knows what you could be doing in your life, and you are the one who is either following that or not, and you're the only one to gauge that. Now, this is a level of self-integrity. And it's like, here's an example. What if you feel inside like you could make a difference in other people's lives? Like you could do something, you could teach, you could share, you could motivate. What if you could help other people and you feel it, but you're not doing it? Now, you don't even have to tell people, right? You don't even have to like go and tell all your friends, hey, I feel like I should go and help people, but I'm not. Because then everybody else would know that you're out of integrity. Because you're saying it, but you're not doing it. So what I've noticed as a mentor, as I've mentored others in helping them build a stronger foundation to step up on, so they can literally build their life up to the next level, what I'm finding is that as we talk about integrity and we do a deeper dive on integrity, and we talk about this self-integrity, like, are you doing what you know you could do? And guess what we find? They're hiding from it. Literally, like they know it, but they don't want to tell anybody. They don't want anybody to know, but they just feel it inside. And whatever yours is, you have yours that's inside of you that's not quite in alignment with what you know you could do. For example, in my life, I saw a guy up on stage doing a presentation once. It was a big event. I saw this guy up on stage, and I looked at this guy on stage and I thought to myself, you know what? I want to do that. I felt it. I wasn't just thinking about how cool it'd be. I thought, I want to do that. But I'm Kirk Duncan, from a small town in Wyoming. There's no way I could be that person. So notice what happens is as soon as we get in touch with what we kind of get a glimpse of what we could do, then there's all this justification of why we can't do it. You know, all that justification comes in to try to create enough evidence that it's okay that we don't follow that feeling. So for years, I just kind of let it just be. I didn't tell people. I didn't, express this to people, because then if I didn't do it, then I was out of integrity with people. But I was living a life of being out of integrity with myself. And my wife one day caught me being interested in being like somebody up on stage, teaching. But I have no training to be a teacher. I don't know what I would teach. But she saw me being interested, and she asked, "Would you like to do that someday?" And to just make sure that I never have to deal with falling out of integrity with her, I said, no, there's no way. But she caught me being interested, because deep down in, I was interested. It's like, oh, if I was just smart, if I just had it all together, if I just had great things to say and great stories, and I could move people and be a great speaker, then I would do that, but I'm not. So I didn't want anyone to know what I really wish I could do. But I was out of integrity with myself. I was still in integrity with everybody else, because I was doing what I said I was going to do, but I that part stayed hidden inside of me. And you're probably like me, and there's probably something you want to do, because you clicked on this video because it talks about integrity, and maybe you're looking at, well, what's Kurt going to say about other people and their integrity? But this is actually for you right now. You know, if you're sensitive to other people's integrity, it's probably because you're first sensitive to your own. So if other people being out of integrity bothers you, like it stirs you and it bugs you for days and days and you can't let it go, it's probably because they're an outside mirror for your inside. If I'm going to say it to you, you're out of integrity with yourself. And you know it, and you felt it, and you don't tell people what you wish you could do because it doesn't seem possible. So whatever yours is, whatever your wish, your dream, whatever you see inside that you know what you ought to be doing, maybe it's time to get in integrity with yourself. Maybe it's time to start studying and learning and find a mentor, find a coach, find somebody who's already doing this and follow them, learn from them. But you know what happens is if we don't get in integrity with ourselves, it slowly eats at us. It just does. You know, it just slowly eats at you. When I got in integrity with myself, when I finally patched up and fixed this building block step to step up on, I can't believe I waited that long. And it's really fascinating. If you feel it, like you could do something in life that you're not currently doing, and you're going, oh, I really wish I was doing this other thing, and you start to take steps that way, just the mere choice of moving in that direction, there are things that are going to come in alignment with you, because that's your calling, that's your mission, that's your purpose, that's it. And if you're feeling like you don't have a purpose and you don't have a life calling, you don't have a mission where you're going, it's because you're hiding it on the inside. You're thinking it's not for you. You think it's too big of a thing, of an experience. But today we're having this conversation, you and me, we're having this conversation that it's time. It's time to follow your purpose and your mission and get in integrity with yourself. When you choose in, then now you feel better. And now that better feeling just projects out to the world. And here comes the resources and the people to line up to support you to do what you've always known you got to step into. Don't go another day being out of integrity. You already do what you say you're going to do. Let's just go inside and get that self-integrity lined up. And if I can help you, boy, if I could help you either mentoring with you or attend one of my live courses, you know, go to Art of Mentoring or go to Master Your Influence or Present Yourself. Any one of those courses, boy, I can help you be a presenter, a mentor, help you get your dreams and your vision put together where you're going. I love helping people get in integrity with themselves. Because inside you is a teacher. Let me just help you with something. You're going to get good at something, and then you're going to teach people. And I love waking up the teacher inside of every person that I meet. I finally, you know, got an integrity with myself. And boy, that feels so good. So today's your day. Quit hiding from it. It's time to jump in. And then get really good at what you're doing, and then turn right around and teach someone. And if you want support, I can help you. Click on the link below, check out our website, check us out, check me out, and see if this is what's gonna work for you. And I'd love to see you, I'd love to work with you, be able to help you build those blocks to step up on and just step up to that life that you've always known you could live.